Hi everyone and welcome to Cricket Unfiltered, the News Corp Cricket Podcast. I've got a special look inside the Aussie T20 camp. Now I have on the line T20 star Marcus Stoinis. How are you, Marcus?
Good, thanks, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, good. What a great victory last night by the Aussies. A thrilling finish with Maxwell bringing up his 100 and the victory on the last ball. What was it like on the sidelines?
Mate, so proud of him. So unbelievably proud of him. All the boys were... The change rooms had a good buzz. He did exactly what we know he can do, and it just shows that he's an unbelievable player. And we were even watching during the game, and some of the shots, no one knows if some of them are on purpose or if some of them by accident. But I told him I've seen this guy in the nets for 6 years. They're on purpose. He's meaning to do that. So we're very proud of him.
Absolute superstar. Great victory from the Aussies. You're now 2 from 2 in this tri series. Does it feel like this T20 side is beginning a new era?
I think it is. You look around and it's good to see all these faces that you've seen in the Big Bash, that you've seen on Channel 10, smacking it around for a couple of years. Darcy Short, he looked bloody good yesterday. It is a bit of a new look setup, and we're creating some momentum.
And how has Ricky Ponting come in and take into his role as assistant coach?
Mate, I'd only heard things about Ricky before he came in, and it had all been good. And he is everything I thought he was going to be and more. He's a bloody legend. Loves his cricket. He's throwing balls all day. He's helping with the fielding, helping with the batting, talking to the bowlers. Gave me a tip for my bowling yesterday. He's brilliant.
I hope you don't start bowling those Ricky Ponting 100-kilometre outswingers. I hope you stick to your stuff.
I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah, don't. What has he given you any tips for your batting? Has he worked with you and your technique or anything like that?
Not so much technical, more so game awareness. Obviously, he was one of the best captains going around, so more so understanding what the bowler's trying to do, understanding situation. And then also just mindset for this format of the game, and just understand that every single ball, probably especially when you're batting 5 and 6, 4, 5, 6, you've just got a chance to really impact the game. So have good intent from straight away.
Excellent. And what sort of skipper is David Warner?
Very structured, very well prepared. All the players, all the bowlers know what's expected from them before you rock up at the game the next day. So most of the planning's done the night before. And then any little changes that will happen will be told through to before the game. And then out in the middle, it's time to express it. So he trusts the bowlers, the batsmen, the fielders. Everyone knows where they're meant to be. And then from there, he's quite calm, I think, because everything's quite organised. He's got to handle everything. He's quite a calm captain.
Well, that's good to know. Do you talk to him a lot about the sort of roles he wants you to perform in the team?
Yeah, we do. And I've been fortunate enough to be with him for the one days as well. So we've been talking about one day cricket, about T20 cricket for a good month or so now. So I know pretty much where I fit in.
And what are his team talks like? Does he get up there and try and motivate the team, or is he more a one-on-one, one type communicator?
The team chats are usually pretty quick, as long as we know. That's more of a general guide as to make sure we know what their players are doing. We run through each of their players, and then individually he pull you aside either at training or wherever it is, and let you know what your role for the game's going to be. And then maybe on the odd occasion he brings a little bit of emotion just pre-game, and then he's back to Davey Warner.
Excellent. And do you think he's a natural leader?
Yeah, I think he is. I think whether it's natural or not, I'm not sure, but he's got the attributes for it for sure. And it seems like he knows what he's doing, and the way he's communicating is very on point.
Excellent. So what's it like being in an Aussie T20 camp? Because it's T20 cricket, is there a lot of weight lifting, and do you sort of sit around eating protein powder? What's it like in a T20 camp?
No, none of that. It's probably not much different to any other camp. We probably, look, the days are a little bit longer. Waiting for a game yesterday, well, what time was the game starting? I think 7:30-ish. So... the days are pretty long. But yeah, training is similar. I mean, the boys practice a little bit more range hitting and that sort of thing, a lot more death bowling, and then the fielding is quite intense. But then for each person, it's different. For me, I probably won't hit as many balls because I know that the situations I'm going to come in, it's not the same as a one-day match or a four-day match. So everyone just sort of tailors their preparation a touch.
Is there any sort of team bonding activities? Do you guys I don't know, play video games, play pool. What do you guys do as a team to sort of bond?
A lot of the boys are playing golf together, and then a lot of us also just the Melbourneites just love having our coffee, so there'll be a coffee group going every day. Probably overdose on that. Yes, everyone's hanging out together all day. We've most of us have been together for the last month and a bit, so everyone understands what's going on now.
And does the group feel now like the build-up to the 2020 T20 World Cup is sort of slowly starting now, that's the sort of end goal for this team?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it definitely feels like we're focusing towards the World Cup for the one days, but I think they go hand in hand and they're going to come around really quickly. But yeah, I think there's definitely that eye looking forward to the World Cup.
Now, I've got a tough question for you here, Marcus, but who do you think the biggest hitter in Australia's T20 side is? Because you've got a lineup. You've got yourself who hit 120 metres six not so long ago in a one-day game, but then you've got Maxwell, Lynn, Warner. I mean, who is the biggest hitter?
To us, I think you could ask any of the boys this one. It's an easy one to Chris Lynn, mate. Unbelievable. The way he hits the ball. So some of us might be able to hit it there every now and then. We'll hit our sixes, but we'll only hit it 120 metres every now and then. He's unbelievable, mate. He's unbelievable. He hits it consistently so far and all over the park.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, you did pretty well in that one hitting 120 metres. Do you reckon that's about the biggest six you've ever hit?
I think so. I gave it bloody everything. So hopefully I'll have a crack in these next couple of games and I'll see what happens.
When you head to New Zealand in those small grounds, if you hit one 120 metres, it'll end up outside the ground, I think.
It'll look massive, won't it?
All right, now, before I let you go, Marcus, I just want to ask you, you know, it's been a big season for you. How are you sort of looking now forward to the rest of the season? What are your sort of ambitions? You've got the Shield, you've got the rest of this tri-series. What's sort of on the horizon for you?
Yeah, so we'll finish this tri-series, hopefully with a win in New Zealand. And then, like you said, go to Perth, play a few Shield games. I'm not sure how many Shield games I'll get to play at the end of the season. It's going to be tour three. And then I'm off to IPL. So that'll be an exciting time going to the Kings 11 in the IPL. And then from there, we fly straight to England and we've got some more one days for Australia.
Wow, so
all things going well.
Busy few months.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
I guess, what does the IPL sort of mean to you?
It's an exciting time of year. And if, to be honest, it probably played a massive role in starting my career because I wasn't playing much international cricket. I was on the fringes and I was craving the opportunity to be put under the pressure and playing big games. And the crowds there are unbelievable. And obviously they're being watched all over the world. So you're under the pump. And yeah, so that exposed me to different conditions, different crowds, a different way of playing. And then also while you're there in the IPL, you're surrounded by the best players in the world. So I was lucky enough to have conversations with Hashim Amla, with AB de Villiers, with just some great players. So that was a real fast-tracking moment in my career.
Well, that's a great ad for the IPL, and we've seen the success like players like Shane Watson and Shaun Marsh have had coming out of the IPL and using that to catapult them into international cricket. So, Marcus, thank you so much for your time on the podcast. I know you're heading off to the next game. Good luck for the rest of the series and keep hitting those big sixes.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, great stuff there, getting to talk to Marcus Stoinis the day after the Aussies beat England in the T20 at Belrive Oval in Hobart. All right, so we'll be back next week with a full show. I hope you enjoyed that little sneak peek inside the Aussie T20 camp with Marcus Stoinis. Remember, you can rate and review the podcast, and we'll be back soon with another show.